Hey, hi everybody. Good morning. Wow, it's so cool, isn't it? Zoom. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put up a picture of a photograph that my husband made so that we'll have that if we need something to focus on. Because we're turning inwards. So what I do is I face my window over that way, which has my mic, and so there's not much to look at when I'm doing that. So I'll put a picture up and we'll get started with quote 299 today, Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donakers. So close your eyes. Allowing yourself to relax, the body to relax, the mind to relax, into a comfortable position. Coming into the present moment right now. Simply being here in this moment. Seeing where our attention is. And using the attention to bring ourselves inwards. What am I experiencing right now? What body sensations? Simply noticing what's here right now, allowing your attention to remain here, present. And noticing what thoughts are in awareness. Simply watching without judgment, without wanting or wishing, just seeing. And noticing what emotions are here, what mood. Just being aware. Noticing where your attention is, allowing it to be right here, right now. our thought of the day talks about self-reflection. And for me, I need to become grounded in what self is first. Some instruction that Robert Adams, a devotee of Ramana Maharshi, which he gave to his students was this. He said, "Never try to stop the thoughts. It will become bigger and greater, and they will win. Because the mind appears to be very powerful. Yet in reality, the mind does not exist. There is no mind. There is no such thing as a mind. So when you sit in silence, you observe, you watch, you become the witness. You can watch your breath. Watch the feelings in your body. Yet the better way is to still inquire, "Who am I?" You never answer that question. You just ask the question and keep still. When you keep still, thoughts will come into your mind. Simply inquire, "To whom do these thoughts come?" "They come to me. I think these thoughts." "Then who am I?" "Who am I?" simply means, what is the source of I? From whence does the I arise? You follow the eye back to the source, which is the heart center. And one day, the eye will disappear, and you will be totally liberated. It is the eye that makes you human. Everything in this universe is attached to the I. Do you not say, "I feel this and I feel that," and "I am this and I am that"? All day long you are using your I. All day long you are saying, "I am this and I am happy, I am sad, I am sick. I am well. I am tired. I am everything." But when you practice self-inquiry, you become aware of this. totally aware that you are always saying, I am this and I am that. And you question this asking, well, who am I? What is this I? Who gave it birth? From whence did it arise? Just by asking this question, you will find peace. Everything is love. If you see any differently, your seeing is an error. Take my advice, practice as I ask. Today is a day of review and self-reflection. Do not judge your opportunities for improvement, but seize them with the heart in gratitude. Given from our Holy Spirit. everything is love. If you see any differently, your seeing is in error. Take my advice, practice as I ask. Today is a day of review and self-reflection. Do not judge your opportunities for improvement, but seize them with the heart and gratitude. Everything is love. If you see any differently, your seeing is in error. Take my advice, practice as I ask. Today is a day of review and self-reflection. Do not judge your opportunities for improvement, but seize them with the heart and gratitude. Everything is love. If you see any differently, your seeing is an error. Take my advice, practice as I ask. Today is a day of review and self-reflection. Do not judge your opportunities for improvement, but seize them with the heart in gratitude. Thank you for joining for quote 299 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste. Thank you, Ken and Dawn, for letting me share again today and for everybody who's here in conscious company with me. I so appreciate it. I love you guys. I hope you have a great day. Thank you.